Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We started on a new series recently. We're calling How to Harvest. How to Harvest. What's the good news about becoming very proficient at harvesting? You got more to sow again and more to do more with. There are things we should know. There should things we should learn and be developing in. And I know just from my small experience in these things that there's a lot of people that don't believe in sowing and reaping. Church people that as it pertains to material things and in a lot of areas. But then even among those that do, there's a very limited view. And we want to talk about that and we want to get free from some ignorance.
Yeah. That's right. Hmm?
And from some confusion. Sometimes people will holler in despair, well, I'm doing everything I know to do. Well, that may not be enough.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You may not know enough. That's just a fact. Ignorance is not bliss.
No.
You can be destroyed because of what you don't know. And thank God the entrance of His Word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Would you take some more light? Would you take some more understanding? In Genesis, the 8th chapter and the 22nd verse, we looked at this last time. Let's look at it again. Genesis 8:22. After the great flood that covered the whole earth, the Lord said this. He said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. As long as the earth remains, these things are going to continue. Which is why, you know, no matter how we pray, we're still going to have some hot weather and some cold weather. And we're still going to have some summer and winter, and we're still going to have seed time and harvest. That's not going to change. That's going to remain. God's Word translation says, as long as the earth exists, planting and harvesting, cold, heat, summer, winter, day and night will never stop. The easy to read says, as long as the earth continues, there'll always be a time for planting and a time for harvest. Now, Jesus taught us in what we call the parable of the seed or the parable of the sower, that the principle of sowing and reaping is universal. He said, if you don't understand this parable, how will you understand any of the other parables? Because this is the granddaddy principle. Everything operates off of this principle. Every seed has produced after its own kind. Every plant, every animal, you and I are here because of seed. Right? And spiritually, it is true. Jesus is called the seed. And it was prophesied that if that seed remained alone or didn't die, it would remain alone. But if it fell into the earth and died, it would produce much fruit. And when Jesus hung on the cross, when He died, when they buried Him in the tomb, when He went to the heart of the earth, that was God planting His best seed. Come on, do you believe that?
Yes.
And how many know that seed did die, but it does not remain alone? God has created the miracle of the seed. So when you put it into the ground and it dies, that is not the end. He is the God of resurrection. And that seed now has sprung up and produce. How many know He raised from the dead?
Yes.
And now there are those who are made in His likeness and in His image all over the planet.
Yes.
and there are millions of us on the earth, and there are millions of us already in heaven, has this seed produced?
Oh, yes.
Beyond 100-fold.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond 1,000-fold.
Yes.
I don't know how many, but we know that when we meet on that shore, there'll be millions upon millions of, we never saw that many Christians praising and worshiping God at the top of their voice.
Yes.
And you can sing louder than you ever sang before because you won't have any of the weaknesses and limitations of this flesh in this condition. You never heard millions upon millions upon millions. You look across them and you can't see the back of the crowd. And you look that way and you can't see the back. You can't see that way. And we're all in front of the throne of God. And it came from one seed. Jesus. Glory to God. Now everything in the earth, did you eat today? It's because of seed. Whether it's plants or animals, it's because of seed, sowing and reaping, seed time and harvest. Everything works. Everything works by this principle. Now, we asked a question last week. We need to go on further into it. Go to Proverbs, the 10th chapter. Let's look at this again. Proverbs 10 and 4. Proverbs 10, 4 says, "He becomes poor that deals with a slack hand." Is that verse just as true as the rest of the verses in the Bible? That if you're lax and you're lazy, you'll be poor. Not one amen. Is that verse just as true as Mark 11:24?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
That if you deal with a slack hand, that means you goof off when you ought to be working. You're lazy, slothful, when you ought to be diligent,
right,
that you'll become poor.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's Bible too. But the hand of the diligent, that's the opposite of being slack, the hand of the diligent makes rich.
Yes. You,
now we've touched on this, I want to go further into it. Some have left the impression, and not necessarily maliciously, it could just be because of a lack of knowledge or short-sightedness. You know, like one fellow accused Brother Kenneth Copeland, he said, "You're not preaching the whole counsel of God." He said, "I don't know the whole counsel of God. I'm preaching all I know." And the fellow or woman that got up and said they know it all is lying about it. Even Paul, with all, he got called up to heaven. He got revelation direct from the head of the church. And he said, "We know in part."
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
That means there's parts you don't know. And the parts you don't know are where you can get into trouble. It's where you can leave some big omissions and assume things because there's parts you don't know. But there's been an impression left that all there is to prospering in God is sowing seed, giving offerings, and making confessions. And that's just not true. That's not all there is to it. And that will explain why some people have given, confessed, and yet they've experienced lack. And they have not seen 30, 60, 100-fold returns in their giving. And because some have not seen 30, 60, 100-fold, they have deduced that there is no 100-fold. And they don't believe in it. Well, if you don't believe in 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, what do you believe in? 20-fold? 10-fold? 5.5? 2? Going once? Huh? Do you believe in any fold? Well, see, people get hung up. They go, "Well, I don't believe in 100-fold. Okay. What do you believe in? And the reason why some folk are like this is because they believe harvest is all up to God. And that's where their confusion has come in. "Well, I haven't seen 100-fold. Well, I have, and a lot of others have too.
That's right.
Now, come on, think about it. We're reaping. We reaped this week.
Yes.
At the church, didn't we?
Yes.
Have we sown seed?
Yes.
We have sown seed, and we're reaping.
Yes.
I mean, you go back to where we first started out with no congregation and no money, and you go from there to here, we've had project after project where millions were involved, and it's all come in on time or before, and enough and more. We didn't have it, but where did it come from? I'm not hard selling people. I'm not trying to con anybody. Are you with me?
Yes.
You're here every week, week in and week. You know. We're just saying what's going on. And we're believing God. Well, we are reaping. I said we're reaping. I'm not saying we're at the fullest development of reaping, but we're reaping. We're reaping. And we must be reaping more than we're sowing. Or we couldn't do these things. We couldn't experience these things. So whether it's 28 and a half fold or 15 or 16 fold, it is a fold. It is a multiplication of the seed sown. And don't get hung up on trying to split hairs doctrinally. Go back to the natural example. When you sow a bean, you don't reap a bean. Or two beans. Huh? Or even three or four beans. You reap pods full of beans. Is it a rare, unbelievable thing to think that a natural seed could produce 20-fold, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold? No, a good wheat harvest can be 50-fold. A good corn crop can be 300-fold. Come on, think about it. You plant a couple of kernels. You got a stalk. You got ears. How many kernels you got? Did you have a miracle multiplication?
Yes.
Now, we've grown up with it. To us, it's old hat. We've been around it all our life, but it's miraculous. I said, it's miraculous. God creating the seed and putting in it the ability to multiply itself. For one kernel to turn into scores of kernels.
Amen.
That's a miracle.
Yes.
It's around us. It happens all the time, but it's a miracle that God has put in the earth. And there was once just two people on the planet. Adam and Eve. Is that right? You know, racism is ignorant, isn't it? We all go back to the same place. It really is. And people that think they're racist against certain kinds of people, it really is dishonest because you got some of that in you. Whatever you think you don't like, you do. And if you think you don't, you're just lying to yourself.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me